Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Angela?
Yes, we meet again.
How are you doing
today?
How are
you? Hi, John Van Lendingham. I saw my, I saw I had an 88. What happened there? I was thinking about calling you to find out what happened. What happened with that? Please don't say TH quality. Anything but TH quality.
It was actually a 2C marketing call. So you had, let me go over here. You had four QAs come in. I disputed one of them for whole time
mm-hmm.
because they tried to mark you off when you didn't, you know, you didn't go over 34 seconds or 30 seconds. The other one, there was a TH quality where you didn't say, thank you for calling customer support at the end of the call. You said, have a good day.
I didn't
bye-bye.
Say it.
And what it was
no.
is that the customer had the wrong number.
Yeah, we still gotta say that?
Yeah, even if the customer has the wrong number, you still got to say, thank you for calling customer support. That's just a...
I'm just so about done on that because I used to do that, but I thought to myself, well, that sounds stupid. You know, just tell them, have a good day. You know, you got the wrong number, have a good day. I used to do that, but I stopped because it just, I didn't think we had to. But, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got to, and trust me, there's a few things that we have to say that doesn't sound smart to me, so to speak.
But you
try
have
not
to
say
it
sounds stupid without saying it sounds stupid, right?
I know exactly what you're talking about. So the 2C marketing, I didn't do
that
what?
Was a zero.
Oh my God!
So,
what did I do?
So here's what happened: you offered a 20-day extension and then a 35% discount, but you didn't. You bundled it. It was like you didn't give the customer time to say no.
Okay.
It's like you offered them a 20-day extension for a trial, and the customer
mm-hmm.
kind of hesitated, and then you immediately offered a 35% discount instead of waiting for them to say no. So what happened there was the customer. What am I trying to say? Yeah, the customer ended up declining, but it only counted as two saves for you because then you offered a 50 and canceled them. If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So you kind of crammed those two together. I kind of felt like maybe you thought the customer's hesitation was like an implied no or something to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what was going on. But that was offered as two saves. The only other QA we have is a procedures for Alabama emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what that was is, I guess the customer asked to take their name off the list,
mm-hmm.
and you told them that you could. But
I
really,
told them that I could.
What, yeah, you said, let me pull that up here. You said, yes, we'll get right on that, or some sort of like generic answer that, you know, to affirmate the request.
Probably did. Yeah.
But, let me get it here.
A lot of this, with that one, I don't really know which way to go on that. I really don't. I don't know if you tell them to call the other number or what do we tell them on that?
Well, what you do on that one is you just advise them not to show up for their appointment.
Oh, okay.
So if they want to take their name off the list, just tell them you can't take their name off, but just don't show up, basically.
Okay. And, a lot of them, when they call, they want to take their name off, so that somebody else can get their spot. So they're like really serious about it. So, but that's what I'm going to tell them. Just don't. Yeah, they're really serious about it. When they say, oh, I want to take it off because I already got my second shot or I already got my shot and I want to give that spot to somebody else who may need it. So they're really serious about it. So say, well, just don't show up. Okay, well, that's what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, just say, hey, if you don't show up for your slot, they'll just move the next person up who's okay. in line. And then remember that you have to offer the website at the closing of those.
Now, which one is this? Is this going to be the Alabama Health Department of Public Health, and right? Not the coronavirus hot with the coronavirus vaccine line.
This one is the one you get from the campaign that's just Alabama Emergency.
Okay, that's right. The one where they call in and ask where can they get a test. That's the Alabama Department of Public Health. Because we have two. We have one for the we have one for the vaccine line, and then we have one for the testing line. So yeah. It sounds like you're describing one for the, I don't know.
I don't even do them myself. I have to, every time I get one of these QAs for these campaigns, I have to get somebody else to tell me what's going on.
Okay. Right.
So I get them to listen to it. So I wish I could tell you more about it, but it's just, it's the one, I guess, where they have their name on the list.
I think the one with the website at the end is going to be the Alabama Department of Public Health. If they, you know, it says if you have any further questions, call the CDC or Alabama Department of Public Health, and that is going to be the testing one. So I got that. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's really it. It was those three QAs. Mm-hmm. Just remember to thank you for calling customer support, even at the end of wrong numbers. Remember to let the customer tell you no before moving on to your next save offer. And then mm-hmm. those few items from the AL emergencies, just tell them not to show up if they want their name off, and don't forget to give them the website. And
the website at
really
the end.
It.
Okay. All right, John. You're my lead.
Do you have any questions? Oh,
yeah,
yes,
you're
ma'am.
My lead. I did not know that.
Yes,
I didn't. I'm just. I'm like,
I
John
would.
Calls me every time. He's got to be my lead now. I didn't know that.
Well,
how long
well,
you been my lead?
Sarah went overnight.
Oh, okay. The last time I had to come in the building is when I got my laptop, and she was still doing like evening. So I didn't know she was doing like overnight now.
Oh yeah, she moved over and everything.
Okay,
oh, that's
Sarah.
I thought you knew.
I didn't. I just noticed you call me all
stuff.
The time. Right. You call me. Oh, Lord, this is coaching. Okay, so I got to sign something. I forgot all about that part. Okay, what I got to do?
How's the tooth treating you?
You know what? I just got like my last bill. It's like a little lump in there now, but it is so much better, man. My face, I was looking like the elephant man. I was
you
looking
sound
like
a
the
lot better.
Thank you, because I was looking like the elephant man around here. It was just so. My
oh,
daughter
my
was
goodness.
Joking on me. She said you look like one of the characters from The Grinch. She was calling me Cindy Lou. Remember Cindy Lou from The Grinch?
Oh yes, that's so terrible.
it was funny
those
though,
big old
but
jaws.
When. Right, but when I laugh, I'm like, please don't make me laugh, because my face was already swollen, and it was like it was going to bust when she's calling me Cindy Lou, because my face was swollen. But it is so much better. I've been on antibiotics consistently, you know, getting it back down.
Good,
I have to
good,
go to the
good.
Health department on my day off next week, though, and just have them x-rayed and everything, make sure. I probably might need a root canal or something. I don't know. But I got to go get some x-rays done on it next week.
Yeah, just make sure something's done.
Right. All right, so do I have an email or something?
Yeah, we'll send a follow-up email to you, and
okay.
I'll just type that up and mail it. You just reply with your name.
All right, John. Thanks, John.
That's it, Angela. Any more questions for me or anything?
Nope, everything's fine. I just got 15 more minutes to go, and then I'm out of here because it's slow. How long is it going to be slow like this? When is it going to pick up?
Well, I'm not sure. Hopefully not tonight.
Right.
It was up to me.
You work until the evening time on Saturdays?
Yes, until 9.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're right. Not tonight. It probably gets slower by the evening goes on. All right. Well, all right. I'll be looking out for the email.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Angela.
All right.
You have a great day.
All right. You too. All right. Bye.